Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7. The Lord did not set his heart on you and choose you because you are more numerous than other nations, for you are the smallest of all nations. Rather, it was simply that the Lord loves you, and he was keeping the oath he had sworn to your ancestors. The people of Israel were very special to God, but it's only natural to ask the question, why? Why should God favour one particular nation over all the rest? In his sermon, Moses considers this question and concludes that the only possible explanation was love. The Israelites were not powerful and strong, far from it. They formed a little nation that had spent much of its time in slavery. But God decided to show them his love. The verb that Moses used in Hebrew is really interesting because it's not a typical religious word. It literally means to hang on to someone. God decided to hang on to the people of Israel through thick and thin. He'd made a commitment to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he wasn't going to let them down. Love is always a miraculous gift. You can't buy or force it to happen. That's true of all human relationships and supremely true of God's relationship with us. God loves you and me, and there is nothing we could do to change that fact. He is determined to hang on to us, whatever happens. John chapter 3, verse 16 reads, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." If you want an explanation for God's love, I can't give it to you. He simply loves us, and there's nothing we can do to make him love us more or less. But the key question is, what are we going to do with God's love? We can't stop him loving us, but we have every right to reject him. For much of the time, the people of Israel defiantly went their own way. We often do exactly the same. But the best possible response is to recognize God's love and live in the light of it, so we can share his love with the broken and confused world in which we live. Let me ask you a question. How do you respond to the fact that God loves you? And in what ways might it shape your actions today? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for your perfect love for us. Help us to share your love generously today in our words and actions. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Gloria Estefan. Over 1 million women and 2.5 million children experience homelessness in our country every year. The National Women's Shelter Network is dedicated to ensuring that no woman or child will ever have to live on the streets. You can make a difference. Please visit thenwsn.org and donate today.